So Barrack UK is Black Activists Rising Against Cuts. I co-founded Barrack with Lee Jasper in 2010, and this was in anticipation of the fact that there were going to be huge cuts which were going to have adverse disproportionate impacts on Black workers, service users and communities and deprived communities. Then we set about organising Barrack groups in different cities. What we found as we went on, hand in hand with the adverse impact of cuts, was deepening racism and injustice that Black communities were facing. Then an attack on migrant communities. So our remit broadened to include all of that and still includes all of that. So we co-founded the Movement Against Xenophobia with other migrant rights organisations. But we founded MAX primarily to oppose what was then the immigration bill, because we knew that it was a really racist, divisive piece of legislation that sought to create an apartheid-like state in the UK. At the time, all mainstream political parties were pandering to the right wing and had all become anti-migrant. One of the things we warned about was what then became called the Windrush scandal. We'd been campaigning on these issues and raising awareness of them, and then we became aware that there were people being taken and deported and detained who were from the Caribbean and had been in the UK a long time. Then we learned that there was a charter flight to Jamaica, to Pakistan, to Nigeria and other countries. So it's all Black and brown people, basically, yeah, that their target. They booked 50 people onto this flight to deport them. So our BME Lawyers for Grenfell group, we set up a sister organisation, BME Lawyers for Justice. Actually, we're a group of organisations that have been working together for about 10 years on justice campaigns and legal challenges anyway. And then we focused on this. So we had lawyers that we could call upon to help people that were within our group. And then we were supporting individual families who were impacted. If you're either in the public eye or you're leading a campaign, but also if you're campaigning against fascism and against the right wing, sometimes they target you. And on this occasion, they decided to target me, fascists physically and online stalking me and sending me death threats. Our women's officer also got some rape threats that were targeting her daughter as well. We know that there were a lot of women activists that get targeted, not just, but if you're a Black woman, you know, you've got that double attack on you. It's a way of trying to shut down our voices and take away our power and silence us. There's a lot of misogyny. And as activists, our movement is dominated by white, straight, middle-aged men who don't want to step aside and give spaces to women. So actually, we have to fight for those spaces. And actually, as Black people, our parents raise us to say, you're going to have to work twice as hard and achieve twice as much to get the same things as white people. But I've decided to reject that, because I don't see why I can't make errors and mistakes and why I should have to do twice as much to achieve the same aims. That doesn't mean to say the barriers are going to go away, but it's about a different attitude towards it and challenging that when that expectation is put upon us. A success is just amplifying the voices of those that face discrimination. That in itself is like an act of resistance, and it means our voices and our stories and our perspective is out there. So being part of organisations like founding Barrack, co-founding BME Lawyers for Justice and BME Lawyers for Grenfell has amplified the voices who are on the direct receiving end of discrimination. So I think that in itself is important. In my trade union role, I think that I've represented hundreds of members successfully in cases and won cases for them, challenging the way they've been treated, whether it's discrimination, harassment and bullying, or unlawful deduction of pay or disciplinaries, you know, a whole host of things. So those are definitely successes. And then I negotiate with employers, so bringing about positive changes to policies and practices, holding them accountable for their actions, and just bringing a collective voice on behalf of members on an everyday basis really is important and is a success. So I don't know when being an activist is going to end. I think it's probably in my blood, so it will never, ever end.